You hear me okay there? You want closer?
I bring it closer in.
I'll be right there. I don't know what to do with my hands.
Ladies and gentlemen, joined by our Nitro Funny Car winner, Ron Capps, driver of the Napa Auto Parts Dodge Charger. This is his last final round appearance, I should say, was in Englishtown, which was the race that we just came from a week ago. Fifth final round appearance in the past six events. His fourth win at Bristol Dragway. You've tied John Force for most career wins at this facility. And he's the defending Nitro Funny Car World Champion. I will ask an initial question, then open it up to everybody. Obviously, last year, win the championship, and this season seems almost just like a dam break. You guys don't seem to be able to be stopped.
Yeah, you can't, you know. We've gotten a few lucky rounds here and there, but it's just been preparation in the off season. We didn't release anything to the media because we weren't sure if we were going to go back or not. But Friday night, Tobler asked if I wouldn't mind driving the car we've had upstairs, our backup car, which is the brand new DSR chassis. Usually you go test, make some laps on a car before you go run it. Not in the middle of a race. But he was convinced when we left Topeka that we struggled in Epping and we struggled in Englishtown. Even though we got to a final in Englishtown, the car just wasn't reacting. And we were going to have that car front half before Norwalk or right after Norwalk. So what a decision to make on a Saturday morning. And it went down the track both runs. Very, very hot, tricky conditions, as we always see here. And then four runs on Sunday against four of the toughest cars, crew chiefs and drivers combined. Our side of the ladder, my gosh. I looked at the scenarios. And if you did this and if that and guy or girl won and what could happen. And it was... You read down the list of people that we had to beat today with the brand new car that, you know, was prepared. We crashed an Indy last year, and I flipped the car into the net and got stuck in there and trapped. That car got put away, and we brought out a spare then and went on to win a championship. And then that car continued on with the four wins up till Friday when we took it out of service. And I'm sure it's going to get fixed in a couple weeks and get back in service. But what I'm getting at is there's not very many teams out here that are that prepared to pull a car out and have it quicker, really ready to run quicker than a normal service. It was completely ready to go. And that's off-season preparation. That's Ron Tobler. I mean, it's, you know, I talk about the Napa know-how, and it's cliche, but the dude, gosh, he's old school. I love the ace, Roland Young, Tim Richards, Dale Armstrongs. The guys I've gotten to work with have all been old school guys that, with names up here in the Hall of Fame. And Ron Tober is one of them. And I've been very blessed to be able to race with an old school guy. I've always said I felt like I was born 25 years too late. I would have fit right in with Jungle Jim and Snake and Mongoose going around the country racing six nights a week. I would have been in heaven. And I would have fit right in, believe me. And so I love that era. And I love the fact I get to race with a guy like Tobler and Don Schumacher from that era.
Throw in the heat and the erratic weather and the competition.
Yeah, it is every year. You know, I bragged about the facility and the people. He didn't have to build this place. And, you know, there's been times where he looked up in the crowd and maybe certain days it wasn't completely full. The four wide track, it's not always. Now we've seen sold out shows, but what Bruton and Marcus and his people at all these racetracks, especially here, like I said down there, I don't know if you heard me, but there is no other racetrack that you get all the drivers to sit down for an autograph session. And it was delayed, but it's after qualifying on Saturday, and you saw every Pro Stock, Top Fuel, and Funny Car driver. That never happens. They don't pay us. We volunteer. They asked if we would do it. And this track, it's just a place that you want to do stuff for. You want to give back. It's just a great place. So, you know, my good friend Dale Jr. said, it's Bristol, baby. And that's just, that sums it all up. It's just a fun place to come.
What does it mean?
It's funner to win.
What does it mean to tie John for the most wins here?
Oh, yeah, that's, you know, it's, I don't even know what to say being mentioned, especially with names like Force and some of the names I've gotten to be mentioned with surpassing and wins, just NHRA wins. But here, he's owned this place, and to be mentioned with him and the amount of wins, you got to remember those amount of wins I've had are with those crew chiefs I mentioned, all old school crew chiefs. And it's a special place. And on top of it, it's Father's Day, man. I live in California. I grew up as a little kid in California reading about Bristol, the shutdown area that turned around the corner down there, all the cool stuff, the old pictures of Connie Clint. I love going up. Well, look, right there next to you. That's one of the coolest pictures ever. You go up in the suites up there, and it's all really bitchin' old pictures from here. All of my heroes. And I wasn't a kid that grew up loving astronauts and firemen. I love these guys. The Snake, the Mongoose, the Bounty Hunter, Big Daddy Don Garlitz, Don Schumacher, you know, Jungle Jim. You go down the list of people that used to race here, the history is unbelievable. And you throw Father's Day on top of it. My dad, I was blessed with the dad that took me to the drag races every weekend, whether we raced or not. We were some drag race somewhere, and that was my weekends. And I was okay with it. And now I get to take this home to my dad, and it's going to be fun.
Hottest temperatures of the season this weekend. You were frustrated on Friday. I mean, you went for the car, for the new car for Saturday. How did you feel on Friday afternoon after all this was said and done? I mean, you'd set it up one way. How did you feel?
I don't get too down or discouraged. If you look back, yeah, I drove for Don Perdomo for almost a decade and pretty much had pretty much the same crew guys. I've been really lucky. Don Schumacher's and Don Prudhomme's, I didn't have a whole lot of turnover for crew guys. That says a couple things. It says that they like you as a driver, but it also says that you're a good teammate. And I've always felt, you know, I don't want to get all emotional here. I always felt that you just got to believe, you know, and I spend more time with these crew guys than I do my own family. I'm running around opening Napa stores and appearances, and I love doing it. Love running around the country, flying around, but I don't spend a whole lot of time at home. I suffer a little bit, but these guys are my family, and so it didn't take much for them to say, "Would you drive that other car? Can we pull it down in the middle of the race? Are you okay with it?" And yeah, in a heartbeat. You should make a checkout run in a brand new car. I have no problem jumping in, going 320 miles an hour in a piece that's just been bolted together. Because I did it. So it's a unique feeling, man, to have the same goal as like 10 guys, and you have you believe in each other, and there's a couple hiccups. Just like you said, Friday, we were kind of like, oh boy, people, and they were dumping dirt on us. These other teams were like, all right, we got the points leader. I understand, every team out here wants me out early on Sunday. And I am the same way with whoever's leading the points. I have no problem. I guarantee every one of them are like, my God, somebody beat this team. Get them out of there so we can make some points up. So I know that. We got a big target. It's okay. But this is the toughest funny car has ever been. I came in 1997 when you had Al Hoffman, Jim Epler, Chuck Etchells. Del Worsham was young and hungry and just it was a great era to become a rookie top fuel funny car driver. But right now, it's never been as tough as it is. 1,000-foot racing is as close as it's ever been in Nitro Funny Cars. You saw the final here. Every run today, the fans, they absolutely got every bit of excitement that they expected to get coming here. And it's fun to be a part of Nitro Funny Car right now in NHRA. It's when you win, you did something. You know what I mean? It's like you accomplished a lot. Let's get Milliken in here. You guys don't hear more than me. Jeez. This isn't going to make it anywhere anyway. I told Alex and him in the truck were towing back, and I said,